For the past 2.5 years, Ari Fleischer has been the most visible face of the Bush administration on daytime television. Today, Fleischer, the White House press secretary, announced he's leaving in July. He'll be remembered for his calm demeanor on the podium, as well as an ability to reveal as little as possible during his daily briefings. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
Fleischer still has a couple of months to go in his job, so he declined to answer questions today about the high or low points of his tenure or about the answers he'd like to be able to take back.
You just reach a point where you have to kind of look into your heart and know that it's time to go. And what I enjoy so much about what I can say today is I will leave being able to say that I love my job, I believe deeply in President Bush, the man, and his policies, but it is my time to go.
And Fleischer said he felt privileged to be able to stand at the microphone to share the president's views during such historic times. But as careful and as measured as Fleischer prides himself as being, there were times where an impromptu answer to an unexpected question put him at the center of controversy. There was this one from October of last year when he was asked about the cost of a potential war with Iraq.
I think it's impossible to speculate. I can only say that the cost of a one-way ticket is substantially less than that. The cost of one bullet, if the Iraqi people take it on themselves, is substantially less than that.
His response made people wonder if the White House was advocating the assassination of Saddam Hussein. He later made it clear that was not his intent. When he's not dismissing questions from reporters as hypothetical, Fleischer has also perfected the zen of the non-answer. Take this exchange with reporters from December 6th of last year. The president had shaken up his economic team and accepted the resignations of economic advisor Larry Lindsey and Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill. O'Neill later told a newspaper that he had been forced out, but Fleischer, in an earlier briefing, refused to acknowledge that.
Resignations were announced, as you know, this morning by the Secretary of Treasury and by Mr. Lindsey, and they speak for themselves.
Suzanne? Just to be clear on this, did President Bush ask either O'Neill or Lindsey to resign, or did he request anybody else to ask for them to resign?
Yeah, I've answered as directly as I can. The individuals resigned, as you know.
Is that a yes or no?
The individuals resigned, as you know.
So are you denying that they were asked to resign?
I've answered the question, and that's what I intend to say about
it. You haven't answered the question.
The individuals, as you know, have resigned. And the president appreciates their service to the country and the work that
this
they
This back and forth continued with reporters trying and trying to get an answer from Fleischer.
On the same day.
I don't think that was a follow to Terry's question. That was a carbon copy of it.
Well, you haven't answered that question, so let me ask it again.
I would give you the carbon copy of my answer to Terry's question. Just because you ask it twice doesn't mean I will answer it differently the second time. The answer is the same.
It was a quintessential Fleischer moment, the kind that has won him detractors among Democrats who claim this administration conceals information, and high praise from Republicans and those who feel the media are obnoxious and intrusive. The Fleischer persona has spawned the creation of websites, pro and con, that track his words and even sell Ari Fleischer T-shirts. Fleischer says when he leaves the White House, he'll go on the lecture circuit to make some money and do some writing. At some point, he says he'll pursue a job in the private sector. He joked that it'll likely be something less intense than his current job, suggesting he may try alligator wrestling or dismantling live nuclear warheads. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.